But giving puts our finances in order. Third, giving teaches you that less is more. Giving teaches you that less is more. Jesus said one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. At the end of every spring, there is an annual ritual that happens, I guess you could call it that, in Holland. I don't know when it happens in your community, if you live somewhere other than Holland, but we have what's called the unlimited pickup. Do you all have an unlimited pickup? Usually we're forced to stuff all our trash each week into that one big blue collection bin that they give us. But one weekend a year, or whatever day it is, you're allowed to pile as much as you want at the curb. And so we all dig into our sheds, and we go through our garages, and we get down into the basement, and we pull out all that stuff that's just been piling up and we don't use anymore, and you drag it to the curb. And it's so interesting to walk the neighborhood the night before the unlimited pickup, and you see all the people out trolling for scrap metal. And then you also realize all this stuff. And you think about, at one point, probably not that long ago, it was something that we were coveting. That somebody else had. You saw it in the commercial or in the ad, and you just had to have it, and you bought it on credit, and you paid lots of interest to have that thing. And here it is, piled up at the curb. You know, the exercise equipment and the appliances and TVs and the furniture and the clothing and who knows what else. All of it heading for a landfill. And we yet just continue to forget that life's happiness does not consist in the abundance of possessions. We think that more stuff will make us happy. We're tempted by this pull of materialism. The temptation of materialism is to focus on today, to believe we'll be happy if we only get a little more stuff, or if we only get that next level of luxury, if we only step it up one more style, or that next trim package. And so materialism is an addiction. It enslaves us because the more we get, the more we have to worry about, right? Randy Alcorn wrote a great book that I'll share with you more about in a moment. But in this book, he writes, it's a matter of basic physics. He says, the greater the mass, the greater the hold that mass exerts. The more things we own, the greater their total mass, the more they grip us, setting us in orbit around them. And finally, like a black hole, they suck us in. So when it comes to all that we accumulate, in the end, we're given only two options. Either we give it away, or we have it stripped from us at death. None of it goes with us. Psalm 49, 16, and 17 says this. Don't let it bother you when others get rich and live in luxury. Soon they will die, and all of their wealth will be left behind. So giving helps us learn that less is more. It teaches us this important lesson. Many of you know that I like to backpack, and I've talked about some of those experiences from time to time, and I just always remember first starting to learn to backpack, and me and a friend of mine thought it would be really fun to bring some books and pack a fishing pole. And we thought, well, we're going to be sitting around a campfire at night and probably get bored. Why don't we bring some games? And, just one fishing pole, that doesn't weigh that much. One book, it's not that heavy. A game, well, we'll try to break it down and make it so that it's a little lighter. But you put it all together in a backpack, and all of a sudden, 10 minutes up your first mountain, you're realizing, I brought way too much stuff. This is not fun. And so it is in life. If we are on this journey with Jesus, if we are pilgrims heading for the celestial city, then we need to learn to travel a little lighter, because this world is not what we are settling into. We are not amassing great troves of wealth, because this is where we'll always be. We look to something ahead. Jesus wants us free to move. Hudson Taylor was a missionary to China. He depended entirely on God's provision for his work. He said this. He said, "The less I spent on myself and the more I gave to others, the fuller of happiness and blessing did my soul become." And giving teaches us that. It teaches us that less is more. That less is more. And finally, giving invests in eternity. Giving invests in eternity. And I want to go back now to this passage from 1 Timothy that we started with. It says there, "They are to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future." Do you get the point there? This giving is not just keeping the lights on. This giving is not just keeping you free from the pull of materialism. This giving is not just ordering your own financial life. There's something that happens when we give that has eternal consequence, that it is an investment in eternity for you. Jesus says the same thing in Matthew chapter 6. He says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Jesus lays it out clearly that there is a motive here for us in heaven, an eternal reward that we give towards. And so there's a common theme. We find this throughout Scripture, in fact. And Randy Alcorn, who I mentioned earlier, wrote a book called The Treasure Principle. And he describes the treasure principle in this way. It's simply this: you can't take it with you, but you can send it on ahead. You can't take it with you, but you can send it on ahead. And repeatedly, the challenge to give is coupled in Scripture with this promise of heavenly reward. Now, we've already established that when we die, everything we've earned from a worldly point of view gets left behind for others to fight over. God calls it wood, hay, and stubble. He says it all gets burned up in the day of judgment. Nothing's going with us when we die, but when we give to the work of God's kingdom, we're told that we can send our resources on ahead. And Jesus calls this laying up for yourselves treasures in heaven. And, you know, when I first wrestled with this idea, I was a little skeptical. And maybe you're also kind of unsure of this idea. I mean, we figure giving should be done without any expectation of reward, just out of the pure generosity of our hearts. And it's certainly good when we do that. But the Bible teaches this. I mean, why not celebrate it? Jesus says there is reward. Jesus offers this reward in heaven of what is coming from when we give. And I think that's great. Run with it. So, what I want to share with you is this book. I got a box of them here. As I told you, this is by Randy Alcorn. It's called The Treasure Principle. It's not a big book. It's like 90 pages. But I would say this book is probably the most helpful I have found, just biblically explaining a powerful motivation for generosity and for giving. That this treasure principle is, you can't take it with you, but you can send it on ahead. I've got about 25 copies or so up here. I'd be glad to give them out to the first 25 people who want one. So come on up after the service and grab one if you're interested, and commit to reading it. And I'm convinced that it will impact you as you do that. But as we draw this to a close, I just want to say that, you know, nobody's impressed with a flashy giver. And maybe you know what I'm talking about. I was at a church a long time ago. I attended somewhere. There was this guy who would come on occasion. He wasn't necessarily regular, but when he showed up, he was always in this fancy suit. And he sat up towards the front. And when they passed the offering plate, he'd pull this wad out of his suit coat of crisp, brand new $100 bills. And I remember this because I saw it. And I think he wanted everybody to see it. And he'd count those hundreds out and drop them into the offering plate as it came by with a great big grin on his face. It was an absurd show. And, you know, we kind of recoil at such displays of pride. And so we value giving in secret. Jesus said, when you're giving alms to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. But I just want to say there's also a danger in the secrecy of giving. Because, well, we don't want people to know how much we give. We also don't want people to know how much we don't give. And I'm intrigued by this story in the gospel of Jesus and his disciples as they're standing near the temple, parked beside the offering box. And Jesus takes the opportunity to teach his disciples an important lesson about giving. They're standing there, and you maybe know the story. The rich come by, and they put a bunch into the box. And then this poor widow comes and just puts two copper coins in. And you know, Jesus says the rich gave out of their riches, but the widow, she gave out of her poverty. And what I find intriguing about that is that Jesus didn't see a problem with knowing what they gave. And so there is this double-edged issue here in our secrecy that the Holy Spirit needs to show us each in our hearts what we need to see. I'm so excited when I see kids give. And this month is Missions Month for the children in the Christian Life Club. And every year they do this, they collect change. And so instead of counting up how much each class gave, they weigh how much each class gave. And the class with the most weight wins. And kids have so much fun digging through the couches and going through the console in my car and finding coins wherever they can find them and giving. And even going through their own banks, their own piggy banks, and giving. I think this year they're collecting to help buy supplies for a school in Iraq. Is that correct? It's fun to watch kids get so excited about giving. I think often it's because they still lack that attachment to money that we older people have. But as I look back over these four reasons why we are to give, I realize a skeptic would scoff at every one of them. Think about it. Giving keeps the lights on. Who cares? Giving puts your finances in order. Sounds like the opposite. Wouldn't the skeptic say? If you want your finances in order, hang on to it. Giving teaches you that less is more. Well, then why doesn't the church follow that philosophy? Giving invests in eternity. Yeah, you can offer a person anything after they're dead. Ultimately, this is not a fundraising pitch, but a call to step out in faith. In the end, we give because we know it's what God wants us to do. And that's all. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, I pray that you will speak to each of our hearts. And Lord, as we each wrestle with our own financial situations and are pulled constantly by the stress and the questions of money and where it goes and what to do with it. Help us to be freed from the bondage of materialism and of envy and greed and all that goes with that. Lord, free us to give. Lord, I thank you for this promise that we can send it on ahead. And so, Lord, help us to have that eternal mindset as we live each day. And we give you the thanks for your great blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.